Track 8, From the Throne to Hagatorget. Make a left turn out into Gamla Skolgatan and follow the road. The house you passed at the right-hand side of the throne is the Museum of Local History, housed in the town's oldest school building from late 15th century. Education came here much earlier, though, as the Franciscans offered education for the boys. A note from 1281 tells us about one of the teachers, or a lector, as he was called. His name was Torsten. In another document, dated 1349, we can see yet another teacher's name. Here, it's the schoolmaster, the scholasticus, called Sune. This tells us that at that time there was also a school outside of the convent. In 1405 the school had a teacher called Jöns Håkansson, and he later became the Archbishop of Sweden. You're now walking on a street which has been here since the end of the 13th century, Gamla Skolgatan, which was originally called Trädgårdsgatan. Keep walking this street till you get to Storgatan. At Storgatan, turn right. Storgatan was one of the main streets in the three town areas that was shaped by the way Storån and Lillån, the rivers, ran through Söderköping. All towns have their avenues and fine streets. In medieval Söderköping, Storgatan was a fine street. It had a carefully made stone paving and log roads at the sides, almost like a curb. During the 13th century, large sewer pipes ran under the large streets. The pipes were connected to smaller pipes that took waste water and rubbish out into Storån. In every garden, there was a waste container that the house owner was responsible for. The house owner was also responsible for his side of the street and was supposed to take care of it and to keep it reasonably passable. This is known partly because the log roads look different outside the different gardens and partly because there were laws that established how big a fine you had to pay if you didn't take care of the street. As early as in the beginning of the 13th century, there was, in other words, an elaborate system for disposing of waste and rubbish. Despite this, there were probably lots of smelly things lying in the way for anybody trying to take a walk through the town. You have now arrived at Hagatorget, the square, where you have been before. You have now completed a full circle, and this is the end of the sound walk.